Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Big news. Jerome Powell comes out and says that they're most likely going to reduce interest rate hikes. And if we look at the two-year treasury, we know that they most likely will only raise rates one more time. We're going to dive into this. Some huge news here for investors. So let's go right over to CNBC and check this out. Headline, Fed Chair Powell says smaller interest rate hikes could start in December. Maybe a 50 basis point hike. This would make a lot of sense. Right now, we're in this range between 3.75 and 4. So let's just say 3.75. They raise 50 basis points instead of 75. This would take us right to what, around 4.25. And now let's go ahead and look at the indicator that Gundlach always talks about. I just went over this in today's whiteboard video. Gundlach always says that the Federal Reserve follows the two-year treasury almost in lockstep. So let's take a look here quickly at the two-year treasury yield. I think you guys will find this very interesting. And we can see that it's at 4.32, which makes a lot of sense. But I think more importantly, if you look at the last, let's say, 6 months, it's pretty much flatlined. Well, the last 3 months or so. So it hasn't been continuing to go up. It stopped, paused, and then it's pretty much the exact same as it has been for the past 3 months, which again, this is the bond market telling us that, and again, not that it's 100% right or anything like that, but it's usually the smart money, as we discuss on this channel all the time. And it's pretty much saying that, hey, we think the Fed is going to cap out or tap out, maybe is a better way of saying it, at about 4.3%, which if the Fed raises one more time this December, coming up very soon, maybe a couple weeks, up 50 basis points, they'll be right at that 4.25, 4.3% that the two-year treasury is predicting and has predicted so well in the past. So getting back to this article, key talking points, Chairman Powell confirmed Wednesday the smaller interest rate increases are likely ahead and could start December. Yeah, Powell, I think that's an understatement, my friend. In fact, the smaller interest rate increases most likely in 2023 are going to go down to zero. In fact, they could go negative. But he cautioned that monetary policy is likely to stay restrictive for some time until real signs of progress emerge on inflation. And so this is CPI, and I think he's probably looking at the unemployment rate. We will stay the course until the job is done. Okay. So now I think the question becomes, is it time to buy stocks? And this is pretty much the premise of today's whiteboard video. Most of you now know that I'm not like a perma bull. Now, I always talk about the fundamental flaws in the economy, and I'll never stop doing that because that's just where most investors, I think that's their blind spot. But it doesn't mean that I'm always bearish on the stock market. In fact, most of you were probably following me back in March of 2020. And I actually did a couple whiteboard videos suggesting that, hey, it might be time to buy stocks. And I actually went over a watch list as to what I'm looking at. I remember that vividly because one of them was Carnival Cruise Lines because it got down. It was basically they were predicting that it was going to go into bankruptcy. And so I said, oh, maybe this is a good deal. So I'm not always pointing out how massively overinflated the stock market or the housing market or XYZ asset class. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments,
Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level.
Should you buy stocks now? The Fed is kind of indicating, and if you look at the yield curve, you look at the two-year, it's saying the Fed pivot is going to happen sooner than later. And if the Fed pivots, doesn't that mean that the stock market just rips higher? In fact, some of my fellow YouTubers are coming out and saying this very thing. In fact, Graham Stephan, I'm going to poke fun at Graham here, even though I've got a ton of respect for Graham. He is really, he's a creative genius. He really is. So Graham, if you're watching this, buddy, this is all in jest, but he just came out with a video here saying, and by the way, that's a fantastic thumbnail, but he says, he uses the little tweet from the Fed and inserts, "Start buying. The Fed just reset the market. The recession has been canceled." Oh my gosh. The recession has been canceled. My goodness gracious. I've got to go out there, sell everything, and buy stocks ASAP. Not so fast. As I point out in today's whiteboard, and I'm not going to show you the chart because I don't want to give everything away. You've got to actually tune in this evening to the George Gammon channel. But we can see historically when the Fed pivots, that is not the right time to buy stocks. In fact, the complete opposite. Now, you guys know very well, there are no certainties, there are only probabilities. So yes, maybe that's what we'll see in 2023, the stock market just ripping higher, going parabolic. But I think that's only going to occur if we have a soft landing. And I think the probability is quite low that we have a soft landing. And if we do have a hard landing, i.e. a significant recession, if not economic depression, and this is why the Fed actually pivots, what we have seen in the past is that the stock market actually goes down, not up. And you say, well, George, the government's going to come in with their stimulus and CARES Act 2.0. Yeah, I would probably agree. I would agree. But it's it is, I don't want to say it's different this time, but it is slightly different from March of 2020 from the standpoint of back then, my memory serves me well, inflation was sub 2% as measured by the CPI. Now, talking about 7.7. And I do believe, and you guys know that I'm in the disinflation camp. Unless we get a black swan, I doubt we'll see deflation, but that's a possibility. But and I don't know that we'll get down to the Fed's target, but I do think that we'll start to trend lower here from 7.7. And that's a call that you guys know I made probably, 6 months ago? So that's one of my few predictions I've actually got right. but I think you'll continue to see it go down. But does it go down as a result of just the Fed being a super genius and just navigating this, soft landing, the butterfly coming down with sore feet? Or are they completely incompetent and have they broken something and therefore the market or the economy comes crashing down and the Fed puckers up and says, oh my gosh, what's happening? And they turn reactionary. Oh, we got to drop rates back down to zero. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. This is what they've done in the past. This would lead me to believe that this is what's most likely going to happen in the future. So am I out there right now buying stocks because the creative super genius Graham Stephan says the recession is canceled? No, not yet. I'm still very, very happy for my own personal portfolio. This isn't investment advice, but for my own portfolio being in short-term T-bills and just waiting for the Fed pivot and then assess why they are pivoting and take a move from there. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market, capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.